The OTB Podcast Network. With Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.
Now, Neil Tracy at 20 minutes past nine. Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
I'm good. Let's talk about Harry Byrne Watch at the weekend, because I think it might have been the most hotly anticipated Pro 14 game in a long, long time in terms of one individual player, obviously Leinster, Munster and those rivalries, etc. But how did he do? What did we learn? What do we know now that we didn't know before kickoff?
Not too much. It was, I suppose, with the benefit of hindsight, a game against the Dragons in the Pro 14 in February away from home is probably not someplace where you're going to learn a huge amount. I know I heard you speaking, doing your performance rankings, and like, I know you pointed out, you know, he came to the line a few times, some nice flat passing and stuff, but ultimately, like, that, I don't really think that's enough to change a national team head coach's mind to bring you in from outside the squad into it, just a few moments like that, because there were a couple of things that he wasn't particularly sharp on. Some of his kickoffs and restarts weren't particularly good. For example, he sent one straight out over into touch, dead off a kickoff, his opening kickoff off the night, didn't really get under it. Now, I think you can factor a lot of that down to the pitch, because like the Dragons away in February, it was a mud bath. There were as many blades of grass on the pitch as there were players, it seems, at times. So like, it, you know, it's not really a perfect opportunity to judge someone like Harry Byrne. I think, for example, this weekend at home at the RDS against the Glasgow Warriors, a good track, a good pitch, hopefully nice conditions when you see the weather we had this morning and at times over the last week or so in Dublin. I think that could be an opportunity to really get a good look and see what Harry Byrne is like at out half.
In the post-campaign analysis interview that the Ireland coaching ticket will do with David Nucifora and with the Blazers in the IRFU, I do think they're going to point back to the warm-up for the Northampton game and go, we couldn't pick Harry Byrne because we hadn't seen him play in a big match that was of sufficient quality against sufficient quality opposition. If he played in that game and he played well, he would have been in our team for the Italy game. And I think it's difficult to have an argument against that when, they're like Nathan was making the point earlier on, if they lose against Italy, they're going to sack the head coach. Like, yeah. If your job depends on it, you're going to pick Johnny Sexton to play this game because you know he's going to win the game for you.
Yeah, and look, I think looking at the wider point as well, look, if we're hoping in an ideal scenario, hopefully we're going to have a Lions tour this year, and hopefully that will open the window then for Ireland to have some summer tests. I know, like, they're still undecided about what's going to be happening with Ireland this summer. If for example, a Lions tour goes ahead, that is the perfect opportunity to try someone like Harry Byrne out, because those summer tours that happen in a Lions year are absolutely vital. You would have seen it in 2017. That's when James Ryan got his go. Jacob Stockdale the same as well around that time as well. So they're an ideal window to try it out. And I think if after the 2023 World Cup, Ireland get dumped out in a quarter final again, and if, for example, Harry Byrne makes his debut for Ireland later on this year, I don't think you could realistically look back and go, well, things could have been so much different if Harry Byrne had started that Six Nations game against Italy. Like, one match, I don't think, isn't going to stall his development any further. When you break down the figures of what he has actually played, and I know we said he's played 20 minutes of Heineken Cup, but even the Pro 14 games he's played 19 times for Leinster. He started 10 games. He's only started eight of those games that he has started. So eight out of the 10, they have come in international windows when the quality of the players around him probably aren't going to be as good, and the quality of opposition isn't going to be as good as well. So we haven't really seen too much of him playing against top quality opposition enough to judge him yet. And I know you referenced Roman Entomac as well, that, you know, they have the luxury in France of, you know, wider leagues and bigger player pools, that they were able to start him a lot more. Even looking back through some other players, Ronan O'Gara, for example, was 23 years old, just short, sorry, of his 23rd birthday when he made his Ireland debut. And look at the career he went on to have, the longevity he went on to have. Beauden Barrett, he was 21. I was looking back at some of these out-halves, some of the, you know, the higher profile out-halves over the last 20 or so years. Beauden Barrett was 21 years of age when he made his debut for the All Blacks against Ireland in a summer tour. But crucially, he had broken into the Hurricanes team at the start of that season. He had played every single one of their Super Rugby games leading up to that summer series. He'd started 13 out of the 14 games at out half. So everyone had seen what he was capable of doing against top quality opposition on a week-long basis.
Yeah. And look, maybe if COVID hadn't happened, a lot more games would have happened, and we would have had the opportunity to see exactly.
And there's a fair chance we're going to see Harry Byrne play some important games over the next 6 months as well. And I think by the end of the year, there's a really good chance he's going to be in an Ireland team. That's still 2 years out from a World Cup. I think that is actually still a good bit of time to be able to blow the player in.
Okay. Some Irish forwards who want to put their hand up at the weekend. Again, with the usual caveats that this isn't the front rank, but you can only beat the opposition that's in front of you. Who are we talking about here?
Yeah, and like I think, interestingly, that game between Leinster and the Dragons, it wasn't a game for the likes of a Harry Byrne, but Jack Conan was absolutely brilliant. It was a game designed for forwards, for Grunt, and I think he was absolutely fantastic. It was a milestone day for him as well, as a 100th appearance for Leinster, and he was man of the match as well. And I know Brian O'Driscoll was tweeting about him. He just looked really, really sharp. He looked quick and kind of lithe and supple, and I think I'd like to see him maybe get a run this weekend. Nothing against CJ Stander, because he's been brilliant in the opening two matches, but I think that's the kind of rotation you can make for this game this weekend without risking too much, because Conan's a fantastic player. Obviously he hasn't got to play too much for Ireland over the course of the last couple of years since his injury at the Rugby World Cup, but I think he was really, really good, and I think he adds, I suppose, maybe a bit of dynamism, a bit of quickness and speed to the back row as well.
Any room for Ryan Baird?
I think possibly. I think there's a good chance he could maybe sneak onto a bench this weekend, which would be good for him. He didn't jump out, or he wasn't outstanding in any way at the weekend, but he went about his work quite well. And I think he needed a decent run out, because the last time he probably would have, there were a lot of question marks on him coming into the Six Nations, because he'd been out injured. Then he played that Leinster A game against Ulster, and he didn't really look too great in that game. And I think there were maybe a few lingering question marks over him, but he's got a couple of matches back since then. So I think potentially it'd be good to see him get a run out this weekend.
And what about from the younger players at Munster in particular, putting their hand up at the moment?
Yeah, I think a lot of people were disappointed not to see Gavin Coombs getting brought back into the squad. Maybe Andy Farrell just saw something that he didn't really like, or that he wanted Gavin Coombs to work on over the last while, because he was absolutely outstanding the other night against Edinburgh. Led Munster in carries, led Munster in tackles. He led the game in gain line success as well. So consistently with those short bursts, actually getting over the gain line. A really, really powerful runner. Can offload as well, which is something that we want to see a little bit more of. So look, maybe Munster are going to have Pro 14 games coming up as well. No harm to see him getting, you know, a few extra minutes consistently, but I think it would have been good just to see him brought into the squad as well. And last but not least, I know we mentioned forwards, but Craig Casey was just outstanding. We spoke about Harry Byrne and how we couldn't really judge too much of his game because of the way it went. I don't think Craig Casey could have given himself any better of an opportunity to make his way into a match day 23 this weekend with his performance the other night, because he was brilliant. His speed around the breakdown, he was sniping a lot as well, so he was offering that little bit more in attack and making the defences think twice. Got a really nice try for himself, ducking in from close range, and could easily have had another one, but I don't think the referee spotted the ball being touched down on the line before. I think it was Jack O'Donoghue who in the end got over for his try. So he was absolutely excellent, and linked up with the forwards as well, barked them around the pitch brilliantly. He was excellent, and I think he's done himself a really good chance and might just sneak into a match day 23 this weekend.
Or start with him and Sexton starting, is that a possibility, so that it's not two replacements off the bench?
That would probably be something I would favour, but I think the more likely scenario is we're going to see Murray and Sexton start. I think a perfect scenario is that you either start with a halfback combination of Craig Casey and Johnny Sexton, or you start with Conor Murray and a Ross Byrne / Billy Burns, one of the two of them. Have an inexperienced one and a more experienced one starting the game, and then bring the others off the bench. That would be the one I'd prefer to go with, but I think if I'm talking about my head rather than my heart, I think we'd be going Conor Murray and Johnny Sexton to start, and hopefully Craig Casey on the bench with one of Ross Byrne and Billy Burns.
Okay, a quick question about Gavin Coombs. Where's his best position? Is he an eight and that's his position, or can he play anywhere?
I think he's an eight, personally. I think that's where we've seen the best of him from Munster. When the internationals came back just after Christmas, he was playing his best rugby at number eight during the Autumn Nations Cup. Like, he's up to eight tries in 13 games, which is an unbelievable return as well. I think he's seeing a little bit more of the ball at number eight. I think when CJ Stander probably came back into the team, it probably took a number of the carries away from Coombs as well. He just looks that little bit more destructive as a number eight. But I suppose maybe it's hard to tell at the moment whether that's a case of, is that just him maybe being pushed out of the carries a little bit more because you had the more experienced guys like Peter O'Mahony and CJ Stander coming back into the team at Munster. It's probably something we won't get a further read on, I don't think, for another year or so until we really see how that team develops.
Yeah, okay. So again, the type of player who, if he plays in the World Cup, he'll be the right age and he'll have the right level of form. It'll just be about whether or not the experience is that important or not. Good stuff, Neil. Thanks a million for joining us. Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
That's Neil Tracy there. More from Neil across the course of the week with the Six Nations show. And keep an eye, of course, on otbsports.com for that schedule. And stay tuned to our social channels as well.
The OTB Podcast Network with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.